This is a Bikiyas recording for Masechah Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So I'm going to go back to Gimel Amid Aleph a little bit because the discussion really begins, because we're talking about a house which is less than 4x4 amos. This is an offshoot of the discussion as to whether Sukkah is Diras Keva, Diras Aroi. And if you hold it's Diras Keva, maybe you have to hold that it's going to be at least 4x4 amos. And this is illustrated in a number of different halachos that pertain to a house. So we're going to pick it up from four lines or so from the bottom of Gimel Amid Aleph. I'm not going to explain the cases on Gimel Amid Aleph as well, but I'll try to explain the cases on Gimel Amid Beis a little bit better. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have the following braisa. Bayis she'en bo arba amos al arba amos. If the house is less than 4x4 amos, poter min ha-mezuzah, you don't have to put up a mezuzah, min ha-makeh. If there's a flat roof or a balcony, you don't have to put a makeh on it, and it can't get saras, meaning it doesn't have the dinim of a house that has saras if it's such a tiny little house. And the laws of batei erchoma don't apply to it. That basically means if you sell a house in a walled city, the owner of the house has 1 year to buy it back, and if he doesn't buy it back within the year, then it goes to the owner and doesn't leave at Yovel. So those laws don't apply to a house that's less than 4x4. Amos vein chozrin alav ma'orchei hamilchama. One of the rules of going to the Jewish army is that if you are in the first year of having built a new house, you don't go out to war with everybody else. This halacha doesn't apply if your house is teeny tiny and it's less than 4x4 amos. Vein ma'arvin bo. And you don't count this house as one of the houses for the sake of an Erev, to join the houses in a Kotzer together. Vein mishtatfen bo. And you can't use it as well for a sheet of mavuos, which means if you have a whole little gated community situation over there, so you have to do what we call a sheet of mavuos, kind of like an Erev, but for a few blocks at a time. And you can't use that house as the place where you house the sheet of mavuos either. Vein manichen bo Eruv, and you can't leave the Eruv in there, even if you use it, collect it for the other houses. Sorry about that, I got a little confused. Vein osin oso ibur bein shtei ayaros, and you can't use it as an ibur between two cities. What that means is that if you have two cities, you know, you get 2,000 amos outside the city as the tchum Shabbos. So if you want to travel outside the city, you get 2,000 amos. Now let's say you have two cities that are pretty close together, and their tchumin almost overlap. If you have a lone house that's within a certain distance of each city, so then the tchum can extend all the way out to that house to the point that the two cities' tchumin can connect using that house. But if the house is so small, then that house can't serve as this connector between the two cities. Veina achen vashutfen cholken bo. And let's say you have brothers who inherit this house from their father. They don't divide the house up. You can't force them. If one guy says, look, I don't want to share the house with you, I want to divide it up with you, you can't force them to divide it up. Same thing with business partners who want to divide, or not business, partners in the property who want to divide it up. You can't make them divide it up if it's less than 4x4 amos. Okay, that is the end of our little list. Lema Rebbe Hivelo Rabbanan. So now we're going to say, based on what we had been talking about in Gimel Araf, let us say that this is all according to the opinion of Rebbe, who holds that a sukkah has to be at least 4x4 amos, and not according to the Rabbanan, who hold that a sukkah can be even smaller, i.e. 7x7 tfachim, what we call Rosho Verubo Vishulchano. So maybe this entire idea is only according to Rebbe, who holds the Dalet Amos rule. So the Gemara says, nah, afilu tema Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would agree with this. You could even say that this brisa is authored by the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hasam, ela l'inyin sukkah. The Rabbanan only said their ruling when it comes to building a sukkah and living in a sukkah, didiris araihu, because the whole idea of a sukkah is that is a temporary domicile, and therefore it's allowed to be so tiny, less than 4x4 amos. Avalagabe bias, the diras keva, who obviously the whole idea of a house is that it's a permanent structure where you live in constantly. Afila rabbanan modudis, be dalet amos, al dalet amos. Dairi beinche, ve'ilo, lo dairi beinche. Even the rabbanan would agree that if it has 4x4 amos, people will live in it. And if it doesn't have 4x4 amos, nobody would live in it. And therefore, all these laws of what constitutes a house for the halachos of mezuzah, makeh, batar arechoma, eruv, sheet of mevuos, ibur ben shtei ayaros, I think I got them all, those halachas wouldn't apply to a house that is less than four by four amos, according to anyone. Now we're going to go back to and analyze that brisa further. Amar Mar, so we said previously, there's a footnote. Potter min ha-mezuzah min ha-makev, ein metami min ha-goyim, ein nechlet b'bater yechoma, ein chozron olav ma'orchei mechama. I missed that one. You don't go back from the army if you're within the first year of having built the house. So, and that is our list. I'll go through the list one more time. You don't use it for build a mezuzah. You don't put a mezuzah on the door. You don't have to build a fence around the roof. And it doesn't get saras. And if doesn't have the laws of Bater Echoma that if you don't redeem within a year, Yovel doesn't bring it back to its original seller. And if you built it within the year and that you don't have to go out to war. So my taima, what is the reason for all of these cases? Debias ksiv behu bekulhu, because the word bias is said by all of them in the Torah. Every time it says about these halachas in the Torah, it writes the word bias. Ve'ein ma'arvin bo, ve'ein mishtadfin bo, ve'ein manichin bo eruv. So you can't, it doesn't have any pertinence to the laws of eruv chatzeros, meaning when two houses or more share a front or backyard together, it's a fenced in area, so there's a halacha that you have to take a box of matzahs, make sure that the other guy is also partial owner in that box of matzahs, and that joins your two houses together that you're both allowed to carry from one house to the other in the chatzer. That is a din derabanan. Similarly, if you have, like I said before, some sort of a gated community situation, or nowadays it would be more along the lines of a cul-de-sac, which we call a mavui. So it's not enough to have an Erev Chatzeres for the houses that share the front yard. Rather, you also have to have an additional box of matzahs or a barrel of wine, which is sometimes the way they did it, for a sheet of mavuos, which is the same, basically the same exact thing as an Erev, but it covers the whole little area, the whole little neighborhood over there. So so these houses of four that are less than four by four are not shayach to the halachos. They don't count as one of the houses for the sake of the Erev or the Shituf. And in manichin bo Erev, you can't even use it as the place where you put the Erev, just as a way of information. By way of information, nowadays they usually put the Erev chaseris in a particular neighborhood. They'll usually put it in a shul or in some other area where people have access to it. So if you're ever really hungry on a Shabbos afternoon, or really any time, you could just find out where the local Erev Chatzeres is and just go eat a box of matzahs. Sounds delicious. Okay, moving along. So we say, what is the reason for... Excuse me. Avol Shituf Manichin Bo. So we said, you don't put the Erev in there, but you do put the Shituf Mavuos if you want. Right, you don't have to, it's allowed to leave the barrel of wine or the box of matzahs inside this tiny little house that's less than 4 by 4 rooms. My taima, what is the reason why this is allowed? Delo gara me chatzur sheba mavui. It's no worse than the chatzur that is in the mavui. Meaning, as we'll say in a second, that's where they normally leave the sheet of mavuos. Ditnan, as we learn in the Mishnah in Erevin, a ruve chatzeris bechatzur, Shitufe mavoi b'mavoi. Where did they usually leave the Erev Chatzeros? They would leave it in the Chatzer. They'd leave the box of matzahs in the Chatzer. And where would they leave the Shituf? They would leave it somewhere in the mavoi, in the cul-de-sac. Vavinam bar. So then the Gemara just asked on this. He says, that's not really true. Eruve Chatzeros b'chatzer. We leave it in the Chatzer. V'hatnan anosein Eruvo b'beis shar achsadra umir peses eino Eruv. If somebody takes his Eruv, he takes the box of matzahs, and he puts it in this little entranceway, or an achsadra, which means like an outdoor area that has no walls but has a ceiling, a roof overhang on it, or a merpeses, like a porch. Ain't no erev. That's not a good place to put the erev. That doesn't count. V'hadar. And then we answered over there, v'hadar sham ain't no oser, right? Ela ema eruve chatzeros bebayis sheba chatzer v'shitufei mavuos bechatzer sheba mavui. No. What we meant over there is that when you have an Erev Chatzeros, you leave it in one of the houses that's in the Chatzer. And when you have a Shituf Mavuos, you leave it in the Chatzer that leads into the cul-de-sac, that leads into the small streets over there. So what are we saying over there? V'hai lo gara mechotzer sheba mavui. And leaving it in this little house, that's no worse than leaving it in an outdoor area that's somewhat protected, meaning a chotzer in the mavui is somewhat protected. In those days, chotzeres always had walls around them, sometimes even a roof over them. So leaving it in a chotzer in the mavui is not a problem. So that's where you're supposed to leave it. So too, leaving it in a tiny little house that's less than Dalet Amos is not a problem. Vein osino so ibur ben shtei ayaros. And then we said, you can't use it as a way of extending the tchum so that the tchum of one city connects with the tchum of another city. Why? Afilu kiburganin lo mashvinan le. We don't even consider it as good as Burgenin. What on earth are Burgenin? So for our purposes, let's say it's like, you know, those little toll collector booths or a little security guard booth that they used to have on the highways because it wasn't so safe back in the day. Or another reason, if they had farmers or shepherds who had to work out there, they would leave these little huts out there for them to live in. And we said that a house, which is less than 4x4, is not even as good as one of these huts, which would work to extend the tchum of the city a little further. My taima, why is it worse than a little security hut or a little farmer's hut that he could sit in, or a toll collector's hut? So the Gemara answers, Burgenin chazu lemilsayu. Burgenin are fit for their particular use, meaning a toll collector doesn't plan on living in his toll booth. But as a place for a toll collector to sit, it's fantastic. So it serves its proper purpose, even though it's tiny. V'hai lo chazi lemilse. But a house that's less than 4x4 amos is not fit for what it's supposed to be used, and therefore it doesn't serve any purpose whatsoever, and it's not considered a valid structure. Next, we said ve'ena achen v'ashutfin cholken bo. And brothers who inherit it together, or partners who want to split it, you can't force the other guy to split it with you because it's too small. So taima delay spay dalet amos. The reason is that it's not 4x4 amos. Ha ispay dalet amos. But if it would be just 4 amos or 4.1 amos total, cholekes, then it sounds like you would be able to force him to divide it. But we have a Mishnah which says the opposite in Bava Basra. Ein cholkin es achotzer ad sheba 4 amos lozeh. Va4 amos lozeh. We don't divide up a house unless each partner will get 4 amos himself. Not that it's a total of 4 amos. Ella, rather, what you have to say is, Ema, you have to say, Ein bo din chaluka. It doesn't have the halacha of a chaluka kichatzer, like a chatzer. What are we talking about? The Amar Rav Huna, as Rav Huna said, chatzer lefi pischeha mischalekes. In general, you don't necessarily measure, according to Rav Huna, you don't measure the area when partners or brothers who inherit are dividing up a chatzer. Rather, you divide it based on the entranceways. Sometimes you'll have a chatzer with 3 little entranceways on one side and 1 entranceway on the other side. So Rav Huna says you go based on that, even though it's not going to lead to an even split, because the goal of the chatzer is to enter in to the area. V'Rav Chisda Amar, no, nosin lakol pesach, u'pesach 4 amos. Everyone who inherits a doorway, an entranceway, has to have at least 4 amos. V'ashar cholken oso b'shave, and then you have to divide the rest equally. So all of this discussion, when we said it doesn't have a din of chalukah, what are we talking about? Dahani mili bias. These words apply to a house. Delamehave koi. That it's designed for people to live in it. Yahavina le chatzer. So therefore we give him a chatzer that he should be able to also have a yard with which to do a lot of things. In those days they did most of their leisure activities in the chatzer, not inside the house. The house was mostly for eating and sleeping. However, chutz high de la mistar koi, a chutzer where it's really for loading and unloading and taking care of your packages and using as an entrance and an exit to the house, lo yavinan le chutzer. There we don't give him extra room for the chutzer. So if you're dividing up the chutzer, you don't need extra chutzer for your chutzer. All right, we'll continue Bezras Hashem from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis next time.